Hello, this is Fee Dunn, and this is a boo about mainly about the Audioboo iPad app and using it with VoiceOver, which is the screen reader on Apple devices that people use if they're blind and can't see the screen. So, I've been using Audioboo now for a long, long time on my iPod Touch and then my iPhone, and before that I did some of my Audioboos via upload or via email through a thing called Pixelpipe, which you don't actually need anymore because now Audioboo have their own email system, but for a while they didn't. Anyway, that aside, now Audioboo are fantastic. They've been amazing at accessibility. The certainly on the Apple side of things. I'm not so sure about the Android side of things, but anyway, the iPhone / iPod Touch app is great. The buttons all tell you what they do. There used to be some funny labels, but they've all been corrected and it's really clear what everything does. However, not good. I tried the iPad app today, assuming it would be just as fantastic as the iPod Touch and iPhone one. And sorry, I'm afraid I was sorely disappointed. Mainly by the buttons that say button, button, button. I will show you. I was hugely looking forward to this app, and it's been a huge disappointment. So here's my iPad mini that I got on Monday.
Portrait. Wednesday, 7 November. Slide to unlock. Audioboo, home.
Right, I'm going to go through what's on this page now. I'll just get the phone, it's not a phone, the iPad to read down the page. And the first bits sound okay, the different things you can select, but then partway through it kind of goes wrong.
Home, selected, recent, audiobooks, BBC, blogs, business, charities, culture, entertainment, news, other, radio, sport, button, government Olympic communication. We're the official channel for news about the torch relay and London 2012 Olympic and Paralympic Games from the perspective of the UK government. Stick with us for audio clips relating to London 2012 until the 9th of September. http://government-olympic-communication. We're the official channel. We're the official channel
stuck.
For news about the
so
torch relay.
I don't know if there's anything else.
Radio, sport.
I don't know if there's anything else supposed to be on this page when I've selected...
Radio, other, new, entertainment, culture, charity, business, blog, BBC, audio, cell, home, selected, recent.
When I've selected recent, I expected to see recent boos, but I only got this government Olympic torch what's it that's out of date anyway, because it finished on the 9th of September, and when I clicked it to see what would, you know, double-tapped it to see what would happen, I ended up just with one thing of David Cameron yabbering on about, I don't know, something to do with the Olympics or something, I don't know. I just couldn't be bothered with that, so I backed out of it. The back button at least worked, but you would have heard it say button. Now I'm going to change it to home instead of recent being selected at the top.
Home. Selected. Home.
So I've double tapped that to select it. So now we'll see what happens.
Selected. Home, recent, audiobooks, BBC,
this bit's the
blogs,
same.
Business, charities, culture, entertainment, news, other, radio, sport. Because sound is social, we are a mobile and web platform that effortlessly allows you to record and share audio with your friends, family and the rest of the world. Header, image, favorite boo, link, our favorite boo of the week, link. David Tennant, gold, spoken word, by Absolute Radio, link, play, link, image.
That's
Blind Veterans
okay.
UK, link. Blind Vet logo, link. Image. Radio Moments, link. Untitled One, link. Image. West Yorkshire Sport, link. 8 Act 259 B7-1 F8 D 4740 B FC1-1 F 76 C 0 B 7 E 8 7 5 4
what?
6 0 2 minus 0 0 0 0 0 2 E 75 F 23 E 3 EC link image PM program link 8 Act 250
so
PM program heading level 3 link
just above where it says PM program what on earth is
8 Act 259 B7-1 F8 D 4740 B FC1-1 F 76 C 0 B 7 E 8 7 5 4 6 0 2 minus 0 0 0 0 0, 0, 0 2 E 75 F 23 E 3 EC link image
other than a load of verbiage we don't need yeah that's weird presumably all that is an image I really don't care about the numbers and things and probably if you're sighted you don't even see that long string of rubbish
PM underscore logo the times love poetry if time Bletchley Park Bletchley the people's songs TP Asia House Asia under the world at one slash the world audio news from Gardenia Y Red Bull Racing audio LBC 97 LB BBC Radio 4 today
and that's the bottom so what I don't see that I used to see on my other app and maybe it's just not accessible I don't know It's totally different, and in one way that's good. I like the additions that you can see things like BBC and stuff, but what you seem to have done, or certainly for blind users, is you've taken away Browse, which is one of my favourite things on the iPhone and iPod Touch app, and I wanted to browse my followed booze today because I wanted to go to Site Village and actually meet Dolores from Audioboo, but the stupid half the stupid trains were stupid cancelled. Ugh. Stupid London Midland trains who don't seem to be able to organise themselves and hence they've got a big shortage of drivers and other people have probably done ranty audio boos about this already so I better shut up but it was really annoying because I really wanted to go today to London. Oh well, c'est la vie. Anyway, I've got an iPad mini to play with at least so my gadget my love of gadgets oh dear my love of gadgets is sort of fulfilled even if I couldn't get to Site Village but I really wanted to meet Dolores from Audioboo and I wanted to see the Barclays talking machine thing cash point machine and I couldn't because of the stupid trains Anyway, because by the time I'd have got there, it would have been 12:30 or 1:00, and Site Village was only on till 3:00, so it would have been a bit ridiculous. And that was just... I'd have been at Euston or Paddington, depending which way I decided to go, by 12:30 or 1:00, so then I'd have had to get the tube to Kensington, which probably would have been a bit of a kerfuffle, and by the time I got there, it probably would have been like 2:00 or 2:30, and a lot of money to spend to not see much of anything.
20 to 20 Wednesday 7 November.
Hang on.
Screen locked.
Okay, sorry, there was quite an interruption. There's been quite a time gap between when I was recording what you'll have just heard and this bit now. Anyway, what I was trying to say is I couldn't get to Site Village because of the trains. Because I wanted to come from Worcester. Even though I wanted to. And so I wanted to browse my followed boos using my iPad Audioboo application. But there's no browse button because a lot of the people who I follow, or a few of them anyway, I knew were going to be at Site Village. So I could sort of at least take part from afar kind of thing. I mean, I have actually done it on my iPod Touch later on this evening, but that's not the point. The point is, why take away something that's really good and works well, the browse feature, where you can filter which booze you see, whether they're featured, recent, your followed boos or your nearby boos to your geographical location. Why take that away when it's such a good feature, why not have it as well as this other stuff like radio and BBC and everything? And if it is here and I'm just missing it because it's inaccessible, please, please fix that, because I'm really not enjoying this iPad app at all at the moment. I need to find the part where...
006. Third slide to unlock. Selected. Audio boo. Home.
Where it says button, 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 because there's one bit where it's really bad.
Recent.
Oh, and recent, really. It should have more than that David Cameron thing. I'm going to try it again.
Selected. Recent.
So...
Selected. Home.
Home is selected.
Recent. Selected.
Let's
recent.
Try recent again, and it should give me recent booze, but I don't think it's going to do that. Of course, now that I'm demoing it on here, it will.
Home. Selected. Audiobooks. BB blog. This chat cult entered new. Other. Radio export button. Government Olympic communicate. We're the government Olymp. We're the official government Olymp. We're the official.
Yeah, all
government
I can
button.
Get on recent. Oh, there you go.
Button.
Button. All I can get on that is that stupid Olympic torch thing, which is well out of date now. Where are all the recent boos? What's happened to them? And I have got Wi-Fi here. I will just verify that for you.
Button.
Oh, shut up, button.
3 of 3 bars. Wi-Fi signal strength. Status bar item.
So 3 bars, that's...
Swipe down with 3 fingers to reveal the notification center.
Oh, shush.
Double tap to scroll to top.
Oh, be quiet. Haven't turned off the hints, speaking hints yet, because I only got this iPad on Monday. So now
BBC.
I remember where it was. It was
blogs, business, charities, culture, entertainment, news, other.
Other.
Selected. Other.
Where it said button, button, button. So have a listen to this.
Radio. Sport. Button.
Ah, here we go.
Sport.
We'll go from sport and let it read down the rest of the page, and you'll see why I was so disappointed.
Sport. Button. Button. Stickade. Cast. Stickade is a 24-hour non-stop live show in which Miles Dyer and Charlie McDonnell will do all that they can to raise money for the children's charity UNICEF. This podcast stream will keep you up to date with all developments from the presenters, crew and guests throughout the Stickade experience. More
That's
about
okay.
Stickade. Cast is a study program at the Zurich University of the Arts focusing on audiovisual content for new and mobile media. Cast graduates are storytellers specialized in small and short formats. They create short stories for the small screens. In a month-long project in fall/winter 2010,
There we go, button again.
Button. The SNP. Button, button, button.
So what are these button buttons? They just say button. That's no use to me.
The SNP. Leave your memories after the tone. The SNP is Scotland's largest political party, has formed the government of Scotland since 2007 and campaigns for Scottish independence
blah, blah.
Within your, tell us your digital stories.
Yeah.
Button. Button.
So between every one of these, you seem to have 2 things that just are called button. I haven't a clue what they are.
Quackerbook Voices. Edgehill University. http://Edgehill opened in Liverpool in 1885 as the first non-denominational.
Blah, blah, blah.
Button. Button. Broadcast radio tester channel. Greater Manchester, a test chat. Join Greater. Button. Government Olympic communication. Button.
Oh, there's only 1 button there, not 2.
Government Olympic communication.
Oh, blimey, it's government Olympic stuff again.
We're the official channel. Government Olympic. We're the official. We're the official channel. Entertainment.
Shut up. I just pressed a different piece of the screen to shut up the government thing. So again, the government thing seems to be at the bottom, and I seem not to be able... I don't know if it's at the bottom, but it seems to be the last thing I can successfully get to. It seems to either make everything else stuck, so I can't get it from after that, or it's the last thing. I don't know, but it's really annoying. And the recent doesn't let me do the recent boos. I can't find login anywhere to log in as... either of my Audioboo accounts, because I have 2. I can't log in or out once I've logged in, because you can't do one if you haven't done the other first. I can't find settings, which is where the login and out thing would be. So, and in the iPod and iPhone app, you'd have in the settings, you'd have all the stuff about location, turning your location on or off and things like that. So I can't find any of that, and I don't know why. I don't understand. Perhaps someone from Audioboo can explain to me, where's it all gone? Because I love Audioboo and I really, really wanted it to work, and it doesn't. And I wish I could have actually gone to Site Village today and actually demonstrated what was the matter with this app. So I can't show you whether all the login stuff is accessible, because like I say, I can't find
it. Screen locked.
Oh, shush. And I thought, oh great, there's an iPod, an iPad app, this'll work loads better. Not if you're blind. Please, please, please fix it. You have been so amazing. I mean, even the fact that an Audioboo representative attended Site Village, an exhibition totally dedicated to the blind and visually impaired, and it's often really, really unusual for mainstream companies to attend that, and yet Audioboo was there, and most of the other companies there were sort of blindness or visually impairment related companies. I think Olympus was the other one that was mainstream. I wasn't actually there, like, as you know, but certainly judging from when I was there at the Birmingham one in July. So, you know, Audioboo, you are doing amazing things, but the iPod's broken. Well, the app. Please sort it out, because I'd be so, so happy. And I love you enough to have bought Audioboo Plus, as you can tell, because there's probably some kind of symbol thing on my account. And also, there's the fact that this boo is way longer than 5 minutes already. So you'll know that, you know, the love for Audioboo is there. Plus, I've done 400 and something boos, or some ridiculously stupid high number. And, you know, so I really get Audioboo. I really love it. Just to show you the difference, I will show you, that's me closing my iPad case, I will show you a little bit of the iPhone app. Ow. Don't ask. I will show you a little bit of the iPhone app, because I'm actually recording this on my iPod Touch at the moment. And you will see why I'm complaining about this, this one. I'm just going to pause actually while I find where I've actually put my iPad, so I will be back in a moment. Okay, I found the iPhone. So I will put that on.
014.
Oh, I'll just slow the speech down a bit. Cause
words, characters, language, speech rate 70, 66, 45%, 40%, 30%. Language, characters.
Right, I'm now going to pause again while I enter my passcode, actually. Okay, I've done that now. I'm going to lock the screen again and then unlock it again so you can hear what it just said to me.
Screen locked. 015. First, slide to unlock. Me, walk through, audio boo, my booze, back button.
So it says my booze. I think I might slow it down.
Capital B. Language, speech rate 20%.
Just
language,
a bit more, so ever people are comfortable with it. It said my
back button.
My booze, and then back.
My booze.
So if I put my finger in the middle of the screen to go to where my last boo was that I was focused on, which was actually the latest one I uploaded because I wanted to view the percentage of upload while it was going.
Me, boo boo. Fireworks heard in Worcester High Street at 7 p.m.
Oh, that wasn't quite where I was last time, but nearly. And that's another thing I'd love to say. Thank you, Audioboo, for having the feature where when it's uploading, you can actually, you know, hear now from VoiceOver the percentage that your upload's done. That's another excellent feature. You've done such great things with the iPhone app. What were the developers thinking? I mean, what do they think, blind people don't want iPads or something? Well, what's going on? So I can go
boo detail button. Me, lots and lots of autumn leaves. Graham Road, Worcestershire. Me, distant fireworks. Listen carefully. Boo detail button.
I'm just flicking left and right here. So I go boo detail, double tap that.
My boos. Back button. Share this boo button.
So I can share it via Twitter or email.
Me.
And then that's me, and I can click on that and see who I'm following, who's following me, all that sort of good stuff.
Distant fireworks. Listen carefully.
I can double tap that and it'll play the boo.
3 days ago.
And it tells me how long ago I did it.
Distant number fireworks heard from my bedroom window. Partly in number stereo, till I knock my number tasker my M2.
And that's my description that I did, including hashtags, as you could hear. So that's all great, because it's on the iPhone now and not the iPad.
My booze. Back button. My booze. Back button.
I'll get out of that and I'll just...
Settings. Button.
This is sort of the home screen on...
3 on 3 bars.
Oh, whoops.
Browse. Setting.
Right, this is sort of the home screen I've got on my iPhone, which looks completely different. If you remember the home screen on the iPad, we had things like home, recent, which only showed one thing, even though I'm connected to Wi-Fi, radio, BBC, I'm probably getting them all in the wrong order, but sport, different stuff like that. This is home on the iPad. The first item it just said was settings, and that's where I can go in and log out, because I'm already logged in. Log out if I want to, for example, log back in as my other Audioboo account, my Fiona Dunn Audioboo account, instead of Fee Dunn. That other account is my musical account, rather than this one, which has rants about trains and all sorts of strange things. So that's the first one. Then we've got
Browse button.
Browse, which I was talking about.
My booze button.
My booze, which I was just in before.
Channels button.
Channels, so I can double tap that and look at all the different channels that are available.
Messages button.
Messages, where you can look in your inbox. What I would like, though, on the iPhone app as well, is that please could we also, as well as being able to see our inbox, please could we also see our sent messages in another folder within the messaging bit, because it's a bit messy having it in my booze. I don't really like that. I want messagey things, private messages, in a sent folder instead, like you'd have for your email. I think that would be far nicer. But, even without that, the way you've done it, I see exactly what a sighted person sees, and it's fantastic, even though, you know, there are a few tweaks I might like personally. This is so much better than the iPad version.
Contacts button.
So I can find my different contacts, people I'm following, and if I want to send them messages, whatever.
Now playing,
so whatever I've last played, basically.
Play button. Devils. Boo detail. Button.
It's a Dolores boo, and it can't say that right, so it says Dolores.
Richard and Karen eat their lunch at my stand thinking my posters are plasmids, haha.
Okay, and Yeah, that's one of the audio boos from Site Village, so I was actually doing some of that on my iPhone as well.
100% adjustable.
I think that's the volume.
Record button.
Oh no, actually, the 100% might have been the playing position. Then there's record, and I could hit that, and then I'd go into the recording screen, and it would have play, which would say dimmed because I hadn't recorded anything yet, and start recording and different stuff like that, and it would all be lovely and accessible for me. But I can't get anywhere near any of that on the iPad app at all. The nearest I think may be possible is these buttons that just say button, but they might not be any use either, so I don't know. Now I'm looking at my time remaining, and it's on the iPod Touch, and it's, which I'm recording on now, and it's telling me 4 minutes and something, so I'm going to go soon. But this is just my plea, really. Please, please, Audioboo, please mend this thing, or get your, whoever does your development, to mend it. If it's possible for it to work nicely on the iPod and iPhone, I am sure it can be beautiful on the iPad as well. But it's just that your developer doesn't seem... Alright, that's enough. Your developer doesn't seem to think blind people need worrying about on the iPad, because perhaps they think, oh, bigger screen, blind people won't bother with it. Well, hello, I'm blind, I've bothered, and I'm not the only one, so please... Oh.
Contacts, but not play.
I will just quickly look in the browse.
My booze, browse, button.
Very fast.
Follow booze, back button.
So it says follow booze, and I'll just read a couple.
Follow booze, filter booze, search field, Mary One, rambling. Boo deep, Dizifinka, when Ed Sheeran asks for silence. Boo detail, Rachmet, behind on audio mo. Boo detail, Dizifinka, Ed Sheeran live, U, N, I, Hal, Kingston up, boo detail, Dizifinka, Ed Sheeran live, give me love, Hal, Kingston upon Hal,
so,
back.
That's reading me some different people's boos, and it's got the boo detail button for if I want to share them or anything. Now I can do...
Follow boos, heading, filtered boos, button.
Filtered boos, I can double tap that, and I can choose a different
boos,
thing to...
Dismiss filter menu. Featured booze, followed booze, recent booze, trending booze, nearby booze.
And I'll just show you the recent booze.
Recent booze.
To show you the difference between recent on the iPad and recent on the iPhone, which actually works.
Recent booze, back button, recent booze, heading, filtered booze, search field, Rachel 4L, Sunaboo. Boo detail, Bilibili. 6x41, Rockland, MA, United States. Boo detail, Ahababy, T-Boo. Boo detail, Tom Ross, left to my own devices. Boo. Boo de, Mary One, rambling. Boo detail, Ahababy, Bloody Circle Linaboo. Boo detail, Mistiness, excuses. Boo detail, Ahababy, be back in a jiffaboo. Boo deet, ask Portia, involuntary abortions. Boo deet, Ahababy, possibly on way home. Boo. Boody, El Panamanuel, Flamingo. Boody, Zhangru, Casual Conversation 6 the 8th of November. Boo, McEwilson, Anyone for Tennis. Boo. Boody, Lormix, Casual Conversation 7. Boo, Mausumi, Islam, 4. Mausumi is, Boody, load more. But...
And then it's got load more, so I could load even more if I wanted to. And that's lovely, and it works great. So please, 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 fix it. I will be happy, and so will a lot of other people, I think. Very nearly at the end of this boo now. I just want to say, if you've got this far, thank you for listening. Have a good... Well, it'll probably be morning by the time most people listen to this boo now, because most people aren't insane enough to still be up. So have a good day, evening, morning, whatever. Take care. Bye-bye.